everybody. Welcome to Writing Easy, a podcast about making writing maybe not quite so hard. I'm one of your hosts, Mary Mascari.
And I'm your other host, Melissa Long.
So happy new year, Melissa. Here we are.
Yay, 2019.
We made it.
We survived. The world did not end, so that's good.
Yeah, I think. Sure.
Take your blessings where they come.
Yeah. And so today we're going to talk about a little bit about writers' New Year's resolutions. And I've got a couple problems to talk about. But first, you had the quote for the week. Do you want to start off with that?
Oh, yes. This quote. Okay. So I am reading a book, and it is called The Writer's Guide to Persistence.
And that sounds amazing, and I would like to read it.
It is so good. So I've been struggling with a little bit of writer's block and not being focused in the last half of 2018. And I thought, okay, I need to just reset my mind and my attitude towards my writing and think about some strategies. And so as I was reading this book, this quote popped out that really I felt helped articulate some of the challenges that I was facing. So I think it's appropriate for our topic today. And the quote is that no words or work are ever wasted. No failure is ultimate. Instead, everything is another step forward on the path of your writing practice. And there's a whole chapter that talks about practice and shifting your mindset from thinking about the end goal of like, I have to have this book, or I have to meet this deadline, or I have to be on the New York Times bestseller list, to I am writing to better myself as a writer, and I'm enjoying the practice of writing and not the outcome of writing.
Oh, that's such a wonderful thing. That's so good. I needed to hear that so much right now. Like, oh my God, yeah, I'm totally getting that book. And I think it's an important thing to remember is that, and I'm not sure why, I guess maybe because of the nature of writing is such that finding the audience, you know, connecting, because that's, you have to close the loop for art, right? I mean, there's art, you need to reach somebody. And in order for that to happen as a writer, there's a certain amount of business that tends to come into that, you know, like it could be published somewhere. It's not just like, hey, here's my painting, it's on the wall, done. You have to get someone to read it. And yeah, you know, there's a little more of an obstacle. So yeah, maybe we tend to focus on that. So I really like the idea of putting that out of your mind and just, you know, when you pull the, what is it? You pull the bow correctly, the target appears or something like that. I can't remember. Like the Zen archery.
No, I don't know, but I liked it.
But there's Zen archery is where they don't focus on the target at all. It's really just about pulling the bow correctly. Wow. And then, you know, oh yeah, you happen to hit the target, I guess, but that's cool. I love that.
Yeah. I mean, I found it, especially with moving from writing novels to writing screenplays, where like the end product is not the screenplay itself. So like that tool also has to sell and like compel another 50 people in order for it to get to that end goal. Like it's so hard to get a movie made or to get a TV on air. There's 8 billion obstacles. And so I've become so obsessed with like the quality of this end product that it's paralyzing in terms of writing and enjoying the writing. So it was game changing for me.
That's wonderful. Yeah. I have to read that book. What are the things does he talk about? Cause I guess is Jordan. I don't know if Jordan is a male name or a female name because it doesn't really matter.
It is a male.
Pam Rosenfeld.
Yes. He talks about time management, about overcoming fear and sort of balancing, making, it's really, well, I should say I'm only a third of the way through the book. Okay. So what I've read is about time management, setting up writing, like boundaries, daily or weekly goals, and how to really mentally prepare yourself for writing.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. Because I've often thought of like, I want a writing coach, not to like read my work, but to like coach me through the process of writing, you know, to say, okay, sit down. This is what you're going to do. Here's the problem. You know, like it, nothing to do with the pages. Like you're not going to read anything. You're just going to kind of tell me what to do next or help me decide what to do next. I think that's a super valuable thing.
Yeah.
And actually that ties really well into at least one of the problems that both of the problems of the week that I had. I have a lot of problems. So one of the things I did for the new year is I kind of cleaned out my desk and I reorganized it and I put some a cork board up, which I am now noticing is slightly off level. That's going to drive me insane for the rest of my life. Anyway, the and I noticed I have all these encouraging things, right? Like, you can do this. You can go. You can do it. You're like, it's working so hard to psych myself up to do this. And I'm like, okay, something I want to think about doing is to have a little more fun. So what I did is I've decided that I'm going to do Sunday Fun Day. So on Sundays, I write for fun. This last Sunday, I wrote some Spider-Man fanfic, and I'm not ashamed of it. And it was totally nerdy, and I loved it. And you know, it was fun. Like, oh yeah, this is supposed to be a good time. And so I'm just going to try to do silly fun things just for myself that no one will ever see. And, you know, just to remind myself what's cool about it. So that was my problem, and that's the one thing I solved.
I like that. I love Sunday Fun Day. I was trying to do something similar to the Sunday Fun Day concept where, like, I called it, I think it's like Sunday Sim Day or something, because I love playing The Sims. Mm-hmm. I never have, as an adult, with a job and all these commitments, yeah. I don't have the time that I used to like play for hours upon hours.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you look up and it's 3 in the morning.
Yeah, but yeah, exactly. And I'm like, I cannot do that. I'm like, especially if I have not gotten any of my writing stuff done.
Yeah, so, that's not okay.
Yes. So what I've started doing is like this silly, like very kindergarten gold star method, where it's like, if I do all of my activities during the day, I get a gold star for that day. The gold star equates to, I think it's like 30 minutes of fun.
That's great.
On Sunday. So
that's great. I heard that Amy Sherman Palladino, who wrote the Gilmore Girls and is doing that wonderful, the marvelous Mrs. Maisel, if you haven't seen, it's
so good.
Delightful.
Yes.
And she apparently, I think this is her, she had a mantra. It's just like, write a page, get a cookie, write a page, get a cookie. So she bribed herself with cookies to get, not great for your health, but you know, gets the work done. So that's
right. It's like, it doesn't have to be forever, but it's like building that up.
Yeah, I don't think any of these things become like forever things. It's just like what your problem is this week. What's going on to be able to go into your toolbox and find something to kind of, you know, build that little bridge. I'm mixing metaphors like crazy. Build that little bridge to get you to the place you need to be to do the thing and then move on. So
yes,
good to know. It's all temporary. My other problem was more craft. You know, this is a technical sort of thing. Is I found that every scene started with character set. You know, I had them, here's where they're sitting, and then I start the thing is, because I have to start, because usually I have multiple POVs, so I have mm-hmm. to establish who's talking, whose POV it is, so I have to have them in, like, that first sentence. So it would be like, you know, Jennifer sat, Andrew sat, Kyle sat, and I'm like, whoa, we can't keep doing this, but I got into my head, like, I can't write a scene, so I decided to take the advice of the brilliant and wonderful Timmons Essayas, and I did what's called a recon. And that's where you, I feel like I'm telling tales out of school here now, like, you know, you have to pay money to get this information, but you look at other works and you write down examples of the thing you're trying to do. So I just went through a bunch of things that said opening lines for scenes, zip, 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 found a whole bunch of things. The core problem I was doing is that I kind of had the camera in the wrong place, right? I had the camera outside the character. And so they're sitting. So instead I kind of put the camera inside their head and try to think of something that they are experiencing with their senses. So be like, what are they, is there something they're seeing? Is there something they're smelling? Something they're hearing? What is their, you know, give me something concrete and specific that they are experiencing at the beginning of the scene. And boy, oh boy, did that make a difference. Yeah. So those are my two problems and how I have hopefully solved them forever. And I will never have that problem again.
Recon. I love, love, love doing recon. And like, if I could make a career just doing recon, I would.
I always like get very impatient with them. I'm always like, okay, I get it. And I move on. But this time I really made myself do a lot. And yeah, I think I learned something. What do you know? So yeah, so we've solved all my problems. So the main thing we want to talk about this time is New Year's resolutions. Our resolutions as writers, writing is such a emotional journey. I think in New Year's is such a great time to start thinking about what can I do to make myself better. It's funny. I asked my kids, like, do you have any New Year's resolutions? They're like, nah, I'm fine. Like, I would love that. Where's that confidence?
I'm good.
I'm good. Everything's just going great. Like, okay. So yeah, so it's, I think it's always nice to take some time and make some resolutions for the new year. So Melissa, do you have any writing New Year's resolutions?
So I don't technically. I will say that I have a love-hate relationship with resolutions. And part of it is because I think when you think about a resolution, it's usually a behavior. And well, I mean, there are studies that show that, like, you know, only 8% of the population actually successfully completes their resolutions. And I feel like a lot of times the way in which we choose our resolutions set us up for failure. Like, oh, I'm going to do this thing every single day. So I'm going to write 1,000 words every single day. And then like, what happens if on day three, you don't write, is like, is your whole year shot? Like, it's a weird bar for like defining success. And also thinking about how do you prepare to, like, how do you build the habit to be able to do that resolution? So I think everybody, like, a lot of people come at this in sort of cold turkey mentality, where it's like, oh, I ate all this food, and like, today I'm not eating all this food. And it's like, well, you're just setting yourself up for failure with that.
That's a really good point.
And so
I'm just going to make my personal ideal and just be that now.
Right, yeah, like, you just flip a switch and suddenly I'm this amazing, productive writer. And then you get frustrated when you don't succeed. So don't
you toss it out and it's okay.
Resolutions. Technically, I don't. So, but I do goals, which are almost the same thing.
No, I think there's a very big difference, right? So goals measurable, right? That's SMART that they always say, which is specific, measurable, actionable, radical, and time related.
Yes.
I can't remember what they are. What's the R? Realistic.
Realistic, which is the important one, right?
Like, yes.
I'm not going to say I'm going to write 10 books in a year. Like, that would be silly of me. It's not realistic. So, yeah.
So a goal, I think, is a much better way of looking at it. New Year's goals. So what are some of your goals for 2019?
So two of my big goals are, well, I have three writing specific. No, that's not true. Four writing specific goals. One of which is, like, I have two projects that I want to complete. Well, one I want to complete, and one that I know I need to revise and do a pretty significant revision. So, like, if I hit that, I've made my goal, and all of my sort of planning is working towards completing that. I want to attend the Austin Film Festival. I'm planning on submitting. So that is a timely thing that forces me to make the revisions to one of my projects. And then the last thing is I want to hire a writing coach to help me with my TV writing, because I'm newer to that. And I moved out here to LA to up my writing, and I need expert eyes on my work that also have connections to people in this town. So
that helps. Yeah. It's a rough place. Those are great goals. And I think it's a good point of it's hard to set goals when so little seems to be in your control, right? Because you're like, I want to be at this place, and there's so much out of my control there. It's really important to choose goals, resolutions, whatever, that are in your control, and to say, okay, I can't influence this, but I can do this much, and to find the things that you can do something and focus on that. That's all you can do.
Right.
Because I used to do, like, at this time next year, I am going to be published, or I am going to be in a film, or I'm going to be like,
I'm going to solve it. Yes.
Who says, how are you going to do that? Like, I just would like this problem solved now. Boom. So yeah, I think that's a really good way of thinking about it, is to say, what are concrete things I can do? For me, I have the Sunday Fun Day, which is a behavior I'm going to implement. I think my goals are basically to finish the two manuscripts I'm working on and get them out and querying by the end of the year, hopefully by summer, but definitely by the end of the year. I want to be done with them. And one other thing I'm doing is I'm switching off between the two every week. So if I start to get kind of bored with one, I'll go over the other one, go back and forth until I get really confused. We'll see if that works. The other thing that my other goal is to meditate. I think it's going to affect everything I do, but I'm going to really try to work on meditation. I think it's going to help me focus, and I'm going to work on some physical things I've had. I've got, like, super, super bad tendonitis in my elbows and arms and hands. And so I have to Yeah. Oh, and it sucks because it's like, I need to type. And they're like, no, you can't. Like, it sucks. And it's not even like, well, I'll just write by hand. Nope. Can't do that either.
Yep.
Like, and I've tried the dictation. It does not work. So I have to take better physical care of myself too, so that I'm able to write. So it all ties in, but I'm getting a little more, those aren't really as concrete as they need to be. I'll have to work on those. But the one definitely is finish these two manuscripts, Sunday fun day, and meditate.
I like the meditation. We should hold each other accountable. I was thinking about doing meditation before I start each of my writing sessions, because I've had a hard time transitioning from my 9-to-5 job, which always seems to be like 7-to-7 job, and like moving into the space where I can be really creative. And so I'm like, maybe I should just do 5 or 10 minutes of meditation to like get away from all of the baggage of the day and clear myself for writing and being inspired.
I have a really good app. It is called Stop, Breathe, and Think. And it has all sorts of different meditations. There's like a free, or you can get a subscription. It's a nice meditation timer, and they have gamified it a little bit. So you know, the more you build up, you get these little sticks and things, but they also have a lot of guided meditations, not medications, meditations of various lengths. So there's a bunch. So just like 1 minute, take a minute, like, great. Boom. 1 minute, breathe. And it's really a nice way to start up. If you've got 3 minutes, and then they've got longer ones, you know, or you could just have this really nice meditation timer that is mostly what I use. So that's a helpful thing. I've also heard good things about Headspace. I was going to try that one.
Yeah, I've heard of that one. I like that. I like the fact that there's flexibility too. Like, you're talking about getting more concrete with your goals, but if your goal is to meditate, like, that gives you some flexibility. If you're like, oh, today was really stressful, I only have time for 1 minute, and like, or building up to a point where like, oh, I do 20 minutes. And like, I could never do 20 minutes, but some people do 20 minutes an hour. And I'm like,
but you could.
More power to them.
Yeah. You know what? I used to remember physically thinking like, I could never write a whole book. So you can, you just build up to it.
That is very true.
I do 10 minutes.
I tend to be overdramatic. I could never do that. Like, yes, you can.
Oh my God. I would literally die. Literally. Stop living. My heart would cease to beat. Air would not come through my lungs. I would dissolve into ash, like the end of Infinity War. I would just, what is that, float away. So I think we should wrap up. I think we've got a lot of good stuff to work on. So the summary, the wrap up is: keep going, don't stop. It's all fine. We're all going to be fine here.
Just breathe.
That's it. Yeah. Just breathe. See, and here's where we put in the Ariana Grande song, but not enough that we have to pay for it.
2 seconds.
Yeah. Breathe it. Done. That's all we get. Alrighty. Well, I have been Mary Mascari.
And I'm Melissa Long.
And we're just here to tell you, we need an ending thing. We're here to tell you, just keep writing.
Write it easy.
Yeah. We'll work on it.
We'll work on it.
Workshop.
We'll have an hour. Or maybe we won't.